Welcome to the Wise Money Show with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial. Get your questions ready and send them to wisemoney@klbbradio.com. Questions about finances, long-term care, insurance, and everything that goes along with preparing for the next phase of your life. Gar and Leanne Lenander have the answer. Email your questions to wisemoney@klbbradio.com or visit them online at wisemoney-klbb.com. That's wisemoney-klbb.com. And now it's Wise Money on KLBB with Gar and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial Services.
Welcome to the Wise Money Show. This is Leanne and Gar Lenander. We're here for a few minutes this morning to talk about several items. The first, Leanne, we need to talk about the Alzheimer's meeting that's being held a week from today at the Lutheran Church in Montemedi.
It's at the Great Hall, and it's St. Andrew's Lutheran. It'll run from 9 to 11:30 with a break in there because there's some definite things that Charlene
Martin Lilly
is going to speak about. Now, she is working with the Mayo Alzheimer's Research Center, and she's the education coordinator there. She's been with us once before, and she had a really lot of good things to say. She's going to talk about what's real and what isn't as far as forgetfulness. All of us, as we get older, forget.
Well, some of you do forget, but us younger people don't.
Huh.
Leanne's 9 days older than I am, so I can say that.
Thanks. But basically, she'll talk about what's real when you get older and why you're forgetful and what's real with forgetfulness versus what is dementia. And there's so many different kinds of dementia out there. She'll also talk about some prevention things you can do. Now, we know that at this point in time, there's no real drug that's going to stop it. But they do have drugs that are in the pipeline that are making good gains where they're going to be holding it off longer. And there are things that you as an individual can do to hold off this feeling of dementia or to hold off these things happening to you.
Or if you catch it quick enough on one of your loved ones, you can not stop it, but you can slow the progress with some of the drugs that they have now.
Correct.
So there are some things that you can do. It's very important you understand that. And if you own a business or have where you work with a bunch of people and you'd like me to send one of these brochures to you, if you'd call right away, I'll get it in the mail Monday, so it'll go out actually Saturday afternoon or Monday morning, so you'll have it to be able to take to work with you. But give me a call at 651-436-3997, 651-436-3997, and I'll send you a brochure that you could take. It'll have the address and who you call for a reservation.
And it's not a cost to it.
There's
it's
no
just
cost
that
to
they
this.
Want to reserve the spot so
trying,
they know how many people they're going to have.
We're trying to find a form so that healthcare workers can get continuing ed. We can't find the form. So even if you're a healthcare worker, come. If we can find the form, we'll get you a couple free credits.
All right. So that's an important thing. Put it on your calendar. If you've got a question, give us a call.
At 436-3997. Leanne, the market is all over the place. What is going on?
I wonder what.
I can't figure
it
out.
It can't be just fall.
Everything is going so well in Washington. The Congress is getting along. The president and all the speakers are just singing kumbaya and patting each other on the back. And things are just so wonderful.
Well, the markets are reacting a little bit. I mean, they're doing some swinging. It isn't as bad as it could be. We've seen the markets drop, and then we've seen them coming back, and then we've seen them coming down, and they're going back up. But it could be a lot worse if they don't get together and make some decision as to what they're going to do.
I really think they will.
I think they will, too, because it seems like every time they really get down to an end of something where they have just so many hours, they finally work something out.
Right. But everybody's pointing fingers at everybody else's fault, but it's not mine. It's ironic when people talk about the Congress, they hate Congress except my congressman. Mine's good, but those rest of those snakes are terrible. I don't understand it. They're all whatever. I'm not going to say it.
Well, they need to work together. And before we've seen where Congress had worked together, But as time has gone on in the past couple elections, et cetera, it hasn't worked out too well. So we're hoping that they'll get this straightened around. And I think they will, and it'll probably be down, right down to the wire. But the market is reacting, not as volatile as it could. It's just been kind of going up and down, like, okay, today it's going to be a good day. They're going to get it settled. Whoops. Then it goes down. Well, then it goes back up. But it hasn't been as violent as it could be. It hasn't been as volatile as it could be. So markets don't like it when they don't know what's going on, and that's why there's market reactions. But if you have a goal and if you have your portfolio set up, you can't adjust it for what the government is doing right now. You have to look long-term according to your goals, and you have to be determined to not watch the information from the television all the time because it's going to drive you crazy. So take into consideration your long-term goals. Look at your investments because you plan those according to long-term goals, not short-term, and go on from there.
Okay.
Okay, Garwin, now you have something about long-term care because there's some happenings going on in the long-term care side. So I want you to go ahead and talk about that.
Well, long-term care has been around since the early 70s. So we've got 40-plus years. It was started out by a very small company. They sold themselves to Amex. Amex broke themselves. They wrote so much business that they had to sell themselves. They sold themselves to General Electric. General Electric built it up into a major, major group of insureds. And then they spun that off into a company called Genworth. So Genworth has been involved in long-term care for over 40 years. But what's happening? Well, several of the companies have had some major, major premium rate increases. Now, they stayed in the business, but I just talked before we came to the recording studio. I just talked to one of the people I do some business with, and one of their clients had just gotten a 100% rate increase on their policies, husband and wife. And they're saying, we can't afford it. What can we do? So we're going to have to sit down with them next week and go through their options.
There are options available.
There are options. Don't just throw that letter away and say, I can't do anything about it. There are some options available. Originally, long-term care was not long-term care. It was nursing home insurance. And nursing home insurance was exactly what it said. It was nursing home insurance. It was only for nursing homes. It did nothing for assisted living and did nothing for home care. But they got out of that. They moved the policies into something a little better. In 1997, they created some rules, some sets of rules that changed how the policies were issued. And then there were some major changes in 2007. Now, having put this background together, the policies are not nursing home policies anymore. They're for long-term care. And they will cover you anywhere you need care.
And that's the difference. It's not just in the nursing home anymore. It's home health care.
And why is that important? Because 70% of the claims start out as home care. A little over 70%. That's very, very important. So now, talking about what's been changed. A few years ago, they came out with a life insurance contract that would have a long-term care rider. Then they came out with an annuity. I'm not sure which came out first. Doesn't make any difference. They came out with an annuity with a long-term care rider. Now, why is that significant? Well, the fact there is one of the negatives of long-term care policies are that if you don't use them, you lose your money. And that's one of the things people squeak about, say, no, I'm never going to a nursing home, and if I buy a long-term care policy, I'm going to lose my money. Well, that life insurance with a long-term care rider or the annuity with a long-term care rider has solved those problems. You always get your money back, and you'll get a profit. Sometime through the whole thing, you'll make a profit on it. Now, having said that, there are some new things that have come down the pipe. There's what's called a critical illness now.
This is something brand new that has come out.
Something brand new that's the last couple of years. A critical illness policy says if you have a critical illness such as cancer or a stroke or ALS or Parkinson's, or they have a whole list in the policy, that you're going to get money out of that contract. Critical illness is the major player in Europe. Europe has had critical illness for many, many years. So let's say, for example, let's say if you have a stroke and they may list out several different things that might happen, but let's assume for a moment that you lose the mobility in a hand with a stroke. They might pay you $50,000 for that. And you use that money, of course, for your therapy. Again, you're going to get your money back. This is the key to this program. Now they've come out with a new policy that says if you have a life insurance contract, you can have a critical illness rider on the life insurance contract. So they're making major changes in the health programs available for what I would call the senior market. Now, a 25-year-old can buy a critical illness policy, and there's nothing wrong with that. Probably not going to want to, but it's possible. But there are options available that you did not have 5 to 10 years ago.
Many people ask, what age should I buy this kind of a policy? The age depends on the individual, your health, as far as family history is going, and it can depend upon how much you want to pay. The older you are, the longer you wait, the more expensive it's going to be.
You should be looking somewhere. You should be thinking about it by the time you're 50. Now, it doesn't necessarily mean you got to buy it by 50, but you ought to be thinking about it. You ought to be making some looking at it. You ought to be talking to somebody about it, because that's a reasonable priced program. Now, understand, we got 3 kids. We got to put them through college. I understand. I hear that all the time. But that's the time you should be looking. It's not too late at 60. It's still not too late at 70. But it becomes very, very expensive when you get to those older ages.
It does make a difference with some of the new policies that are out, like the annuity with the long-term care rider and the life insurance with the long-term care rider. Those things are available even at, well, a younger age.
At younger ages, yes.
And they'll still grow, and they'll still take care of you, even if you don't use the rider.
One of the things that's very important to remember is the annuities with a long-term care rider and the life insurance, you always get your money back. And so that has taken away the stigma of, if I buy a long-term care policy,
it's going to be all gone.
If I don't use it, I'm gone. And we know that there will be people who will die who will never get to use that. That's why the critical illness makes more sense sometimes, because you're probably going to have a critical illness before you'd have a need for long-term care. So there are options. You need to explore your options. If you've got some money that's not earning much right now, and I know CDs are really paying horrible, you might want to look at one of these.
That's if it's extra money.
If it's extra money,
yes. You have to have your emergency fund sitting
right
there.
Thank you for being with us this morning on the Wise Money Show. If you have any questions, give us a call at 651-436-3997 or 952-835-4136. We'd love to hear from you. We'd love to answer questions. And be with us again next week on the Wise Money Show.
Experience counts. Now more than ever, when it's time to trust your finances to someone else, experience counts. And Lenander Financial Services are financial professionals who specialize in assisting people just like you with personal finance, investments, retirements, insurance, and long-term care planning. Call Garwin and Leanne Lenander at 952-835-4136. That's 952-835-4136. Lenander Financial Advisory. Experience counts.
Thank you for joining us this morning for Wise Money with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial. Join Gar and Leanne each Saturday morning at 11:45 for more of the Wise Money Show. Email your questions to Gar and Leanne, and the address is wisemoney@klbbradio.com. That's wisemoney@klbbradio.com. Or visit them online at wisemoney-klbb.com. That's wisemoney-klbb.com. Join us again next Saturday for the Wise Money Show with Gar and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial on Club 1220 KLBB.